A moment of crisis and opportunity. For the first time ever, the United Nations General Assembly hosted a high-level meeting on nuclear disarmament on Thursday, and every nation of the world was invited. The meeting aimed to provide an opportunity for heads of states and governments, foreign ministers, and other high-level officials to outline their policies and priorities for nuclear disarmament. The meeting started with a brief introduction by the President of the General Assembly, John Ash, and was followed by a call to action by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon for nuclear disarmament.
Some might complain that nuclear disarmament is little more than a dream, but that ignores the very tangible benefits disarmament would bring for all humankind.
The Secretary General also urged countries that have not yet done so to abide by the UN-backed Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, known as the NPT.
The Iranian President Hassan Rouhani took the podium after the UN Secretary General, echoing Ban's call for nuclear disarmament. Iran is a signatory to the NPT, and its president is the current head of the Non-Aligned Movement.
The non-allied movement calls on all nuclear weapons states to ratify related protocols to all treaties establishing nuclear arms free zones, withdraw any reservations or interpretive declarations incompatible with their object and purpose, and respect the denuclearization of these zones. Thousands of nuclear weapons continue to pose a greater threat to peace, and measures to de-target, de-alert, or reduce the number of nuclear weapons are not a substitute for their total elimination.
The Iranian president also called on those that haven't signed the NPT to take action, including Israel.
Nearly four decades of international effort for a Mideast free of nuclear weapons has unfortunately failed. Taking practical and urgent steps for the creation of such a region is necessary. Israel, as the only non-signatory to the NPT, must join this treaty without any delay.
The meeting comes as Iran pushes for improved relations and the resumption of nuclear talks with the West. Prior to his speech at the nuclear disarmament summit, the Iranian president met with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. High on the agenda was, of course, Iran's nuclear program.
Upon arriving in New York, the Iranian president stressed that he was determined to kickstart negotiations with the international community in a bid to rid the Iranian nation of what he has termed as being unjust and unfair sanctions. Susan Modaris, Press TV, New York.